Welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. In last week's battle, the battle between Stay by Jodeci and Before I Let You Go by Blackstreet, the winner in a very close battle was Blackstreet.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson. Danger, danger.
You are now entering the Who You Got with Mike and Mario podcast, where Mike is always on some BS.
So I was talking about Fiddle Faddle, Mike.
Yes, I remember him. We went to high school together.
No. That's my terrible line. Do you remember Crunch and Munch?
Yes.
So Fiddle Faddle and Crunch and Munch are the same thing.
Just a different brand company.
Different words, yeah. But Mike, did you know that the term Fiddle Faddle means silly, insignificant nonsense? It doesn't amount to much. Fiddle faddle usually refers to nonsense that is particularly insubstantial, trivial stuff that means little. Fiddle faddle. That snack, though, was delicious. There's nothing insignificant about fiddle faddle, except if it was actual fiddle faddle.
You're welcome. It's what I do. You're welcome.
And that's one to grow on.
Bing, 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 bing.
Wow.
Ah! Look at that. The mind of Minolta.
Gotta keep that.
Why you look at me like that? You haven't heard the mind of Minolta in a while?
Yes, probably since the 70s. Yes. Minolta? The camera guy?
Sure. Yeah. All right, let's get to it.
Yes, well, we're laughing and giggling. You will not be laughing and giggling in a minute.
Oh, all right.
I guarantee you, I'm going to be ducking. Let's just get to it, Mario Smith. They know what it is. You know what it is. Today's 70 selection. Let's get to it. Thank you for letting me be Mice Elf. Again.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Versus Give Up the Funk. Tear the Roof Off the Sucker. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike and Mario out. Is that your computer? Where you going? What are you doing? Oh, you're covering.
How dare you?
Well, I told you I wasn't going to be laughing no more.
Oh, I'm going to continue to laugh.
Mm. Oh, that's not a, I don't know what that was.
The laugh of laughter. That was the laugh of.
The laugh of laughter.
The laugh of laughter.
And what was that laugh of?
That was the laughter of laughter untethered. That wasn't untethered laughter. Never mind. It was not laughter.
Was that a laugh of disappointment, Mario? Is that what that was?
A laugh of markedly sad disappointment. How dare you? You put. All right, let's go. Because I can't. We can't dilly dally.
In the midst
or
of
fiddle faddle.
Because you never know, right?
I mean, right. You never know.
All right. So we see your reaction. I know the reaction of the
people who clicked on this. They were like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And let's get some information about these songs, and then we'll talk about why I did that.
Okay.
Actually, I did it because I wanted to. It's pretty...
Damn, that's really direct. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. First song, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. Artist Sly and the Family Stone. This song was released as a double A side single. So, yes, it was a single with two songs on the first side, and I don't know how many songs on the second side. Irrelevant.
Mm.
Released in 1970. Record label Epic Records. Written and produced by Sly Stone. Chart position for Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. Number one U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number one U.S. Soul Singles chart. Number Ladies and gentlemen, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. The funniest thing. I cannot believe this.
Used to mess me up when I was a shorty, too. Like,
sure. Yes, please do that.
You been in that crack in a box, buddy? Go right ahead, do it. Have some. There you go.
The next song. Give Up the Funk.
Mm.
Tear the Roof Off the Sucker. Artist Parliament, taken from their fourth studio album entitled The Mothership Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Released in 1975, record label Casablanca Records, written by Jerome Braley, George Clinton, and one Bootsy Collins.
Yes, sir.
Produced by George Clinton. Chart position for Give Up the Funk. Tear the Roof Off the Sucker. Number 15, U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. And number 5, U.S. Hot Soul Singles. Close the book of battle. Put it to the side. Brother Mario.
Hey, man. What is going on, Michael Loggins?
Between Sly and Parliament. And the two songs that I have stated, which I'm not going to say again. What you got?
Ooh. Well, Sly and the Family Stones, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again, and Tear the Roof Off the Sucker are kind of like part one and part two. Besides Thank You for Letting Me having been heavily sampled over the years, most famously by Janet Jackson. And considering where Sly Stone was on that musical bridge at that time in the nation's history, he was a big part of the soundtrack of that movement in that moment. He just was, right? Tear the Roof Off the Sucker comes along a few years later with a whole different kind of attitude about basically the same subject, just what was going on in the country at that time. I don't know if people looked at those songs in that or looked at the Parliament song in that way, but it's a lot like a protest song for lack of a better term. Or at least in my mind it is. And judging those two songs for being what they are, Tear the Roof Off is a badass song. That's a jam, man. But Thank You for Letting Me was like, you know, it was speaking directly to people. It was speaking directly to a crowd of people that were in tune with that. Wow, this is tough, man. I don't want to talk too much.
I thought right there you were going to give me the answer. I thought I knew your answer, and then you stopped.
I don't know. I'm hearing them both in my head. I don't have the advantage of having my stuff around today where I could like real quick play them. You know what I mean? That groove, though, on Thank You for Letting Me is pretty infectious. I think I'm going to say Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. It has a major historical edge to it, but it's close because Tear the Roof Off. Also, because when you little, you know, that was your excuse to say, fuck her. Because you could always go, I didn't know what, I don't know the words to the song. Please don't.
Only you.
Oh man, come on. We was always looking for songs with bad words back then. Not like now. You ain't gotta look. They'll find you. But I'm gonna say Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again by the great Sly Stone and the band Sly and the Family Stone. Salute. Oh, hey, Michael Lockett.
Hey, Mario Smith. Man, I wish I could talk like you did about those two songs, but I guess I don't have to because you just did. It's the benefit of you going first. Ooh, I don't know, Mario Smith.
It's a tough choice.
So I'm driving down the street listening to Sly now. Thought to myself, that's a really good song. That's a really good song, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrically, it's not. Lyrically, I'm reading, I'm like, what in the holy hell? I'm reading the lyrics and like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
Right.
Crack in the box. But the vibe and musicianship and a hook.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, what possibly could I put against them besides them? Those who were spawned from Sly and the Family Stone, clearly influenced by what he was bringing to the table. Parliament. There are oodles of songs I could have chosen, but I felt like this one would give it some comp.
Mm.
And I was right. But the more I listen to Rhythm Nation,
mm-hmm,
I can appreciate Sly Stone through Rhythm Nation. That sounds retarded, but it's true, right? I'm like, man, that guitar, come on, man. Come on.
That's it.
The way they sampled it, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis sampled it, gives me a better appreciation for the original song.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are going to pick Parliament because, you know, it's Parliament. To the Roof Off the Sucker.
Parliament.
Yeah. Yes. When I was in grammar school, that's how I was one of the greatest spellers because I messed up all the words, saying them how they look. If you say it wrong, you can spell it right. Right? Right.
Yeah, there you go.
I think people are going to pick Parliament, but I don't know. But I'm going to pick, I want to agree with you and pick Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again.
Right.
Come on, man. Come on, stop playing. All right. Yeah, that wasn't so bad.
No, not
except
at all.
Technical difficulties
that no one will know about those.
Been plaguing us for weeks here on Riverside.fm.
We got gremlins.
Well, they suck.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're the worst kind of gremlins, too. Not like that little car back in the day.
But I will say to all of you, regardless of all of that, Mario and I are grateful for this platform and the opportunity to share, because I found out today that, I guess I can't really say that. I've learned that a friend of mine is going through terrible time. I'm like, what the hell? And he says to me, thank you for the show. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Well, he's saying this show is helping him deal with, I mean, it's only like a half an hour, but it's helping him deal with this situation. You just never
know. How about that? I'm just being silly and trying to guess what the hell Mike gonna do.
So,
brother, or whoever, man, whatever's going down, I'm glad that you feel that way. That's a high compliment. Thank you. Wow. I don't know how to. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. I was sitting there like, what? Reading this text, like, what? Huh?
Nice. Very nice. Thank you. That was a nice thing to say. I hope your situation gets better. I hope that when it does get better, you don't stop listening to the show.
Oh, I can honestly say this brother, he has a twin.
Okay.
They've supported me since high school.
Nice. Oh, another one of these swoop people. Here we go. Yeah,
that was two swoop people, but yes.
Oh, Lord.
Since high school. Whatever I've done, they'd be like, what's going on, brother? Right there. Every concert, nice. All of it. So
very nice. Yeah. Very, very nice.
All right. So, yes. So today's battle, Sly Nam versus Parliament. Mario and I picked, thank you for letting me be myself again. See, I stopped saying it. That's my last time saying it. Over to the roof off the sucker. But not by a lot. Not by a lot. Because the Parliament song is powerful.
It's a super powerful song. It's a great, it's Bootsy.
Yeah.
Playing bass on it. Man, come on. That, yeah. But Sly and the Family Stone is the architect of a lot of that. Yeah.
And since we're big on that, where it started from. For sure. What spawned from that, the root of it, is Sly and them. All right. Well, we're at this point. If you got to this point and you're not on Facebook, you should go on Facebook and find me as I post these battles. And you can leave your answer because clearly you don't want to leave your answer on Podbean. I don't even understand. I don't understand. But it's okay. It's all right. We love you anyway. Because I got people on Facebook who like to give their opinion. So that's getting a response is not an issue. Thankfully for Facebook. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Facebook. And we'll be back next week with more great music.
Something. More something.
Great music and fun and perhaps a little bit of anger or some
and,
such.
And maybe a lesson along the way, too.
Yeah, this was good. Thank you, Mario. Really.
Right on, man. Thank you.
And we'll catch you all next time. Be great.
Peace.
Say it one more time, one more time. Who you got with Mike and Mario?